He has this letter that he published today at the American Conservative Magazine website. It's from a reader of his who he only refers to as Annie. Now, this is what I'm only going to read three paragraphs of this, Brian, but I think you're going to want to pick up on this, and you're going to, because it goes, has everything to do with what you and I just talked about. You ready?
Standing by.
Annie starts. There's been a lot of comment here I wanted to respond to, but have lacked time. The woman who reached her peak trans moment, the young Unitarian man who loves creation and his church, but often finds himself startled by the boxed-in centrist liberal thinking of his congregation. I'm not sure where to leave this comment, but here seems best. I've been both of these people, a young Unitarian in love with nature, a young feminist, highly engaged with the language of the sexual revolution and gender identity. In other words, folks, she was becoming a tranny mammy. Now, I am a Catholic who rejects gender identity theory utterly and holds to the sacramental understanding of creation through the church. I, too, had a 2+2=4 moment and could not go back. It was about 10 years ago. Then she describes what happened. I'm going to fast forward to the end. This is where it gets interesting, and it shows you what a relationship, like, I've done the St. Louis de Montfort consecration to Our Lady. I cannot think of having a day of my life go by and not doing something redeeming that I could say, all right, Mama, that's yours. You go do what you're going. You go do your miracle magic with it. Not magic, your miraculous deeds with it. This is where it gets interesting, Brian. So the last two paragraphs of her very lengthy letter, which I've linked to in today's Pile of Prep, and I quote these two paragraphs at MikeChurch.com. Here you go, Brian. After such a long fear of Mother Mary, I began to look at her anew. It was a slow journey. And this is exactly what you just said, Brian. That's why I wanted to share it with you. After such a long fear of Mother Mary, I began to look at her anew. It was a slow journey. But here was a woman whose free will manifested itself in a perfect love and obedience. I had been uncomfortable with how my individuality took a backseat to fulfillment or to fulfilling a female archetype of power. All females blurred together into a grinding Medusa of virginity, sex, motherhood, and crone, all manifesting the fundamentally feminine nature of reality. But with Mother Mary, the blurriness stopped. Clarity appeared. As others have said, how gloriously different are all the saints. By belonging to God, Mother Mary freed me from the prison of desires I was told were all I could ever be, and released me to put myself down and give my mind and my soul and my heart to God. To the young Unitarian man, I didn't leave behind my love of creation when I became a Catholic. Who loved or understood nature more than J.R.R. Tolkien? In his vision, there was more than paganism. There was redemption beyond the bounds of the world. There's much to love in paganism. I hold to the beauty of creation, but I believe we are to move past Owen Barfield's original participation into final participation. By loving and worshiping Christ, we will most truly love nature. We will love her, as G.K. Chesterton said, as a sister, but not as a god. For all gods who are not the true God become hungry. That's just another Marian story there. And like you said, once you turn that spigot on, you can't turn it off.